The Central Board of Direct Taxes, while its circular number 3 of 2024 brings some clarifications about the significant changes brought in the Finance Act 2023, which are applicable for trusts and institutions involved in charitable or religious activities. Let us first discuss about the provisions of income tax, which the trusts and institutions need to comply to avail the exemption from tax on their incomes. The Income Tax Act provides exemptions for the income of funds, institutions, universities, educational institutions, hospitals, and medical institutions falling under certain clauses of Section 10. These exemptions are subject to the following conditions. Number 1, at least 85% of the income should be applied for charitable or religious purposes. Number 2, trusts or institutions can fulfill this requirement by applying 85% of their income themselves or by making donations to other trusts or institutions with similar objectives. Number 3, donations to other trusts or institutions should not be for the corpus to ensure the funds are used for charitable or religious purposes. Let us now discuss about the amendments introduced by Finance Act 2023. To ensure the intended use of funds for charitable or religious purposes, the Finance Act 2023 made the following amendment. Number 1, inserted Clause 3 in explanation to the third proviso of Clause 23C of Section 10. Number 2, inserted Clause 3 in explanation 4 to subsection 1 of Section 11. These amendments essentially state that eligible donations made by a trust or institution to another trust or institution of same nature will now be considered as an application for charitable or religious purposes only to the extent of 85% of such donations. There have been concerns raised regarding the tax treatment of the remaining 15% of donations to other trusts or institutions. The CBDT clarifies that the 15% balance will not be taxable. When a trust or institution donates 100 rupees to another trust or institution, only 85%, that is, rupees 85, will be considered as applied for charitable or religious activities. The remaining 15%, that is, rupees 15, will not be required to be invested in specified modes under subsection 5 of section 11 of the Act. This amendment ensures transparency and clarity regarding the utilization of funds for charitable or religious purposes. Trusts and institutions can now make donations with the assurance that the 15% balance will also be exempt from taxation, further encouraging philanthropic activities. For more information on this important update, you can download the CBDT Circular No. 3 of 2024 dated 6th March 2024 through the link given in the respective article in ANP TaxCorp website www.amptaxcorp.com. Thank you.